second episode of Honest, Softly Murmured Ramblings. I don't think I explained the concept for this episode in part one last week, but the reason why I decided to do dramatic readings of lyrics, aside from the fact that these songs are easily my favorite songs, or some of my favorite songs, for me, what's been most helpful while I've been learning Korean is actually looking at the lyrics of songs. There's so much vocab in pretty much any song that you come across, and there's a lot of grammar points in there. So that's the reason why I started doing my lyrics breakdown and translations of songs, because they're very useful, and vast majority of people listen to Korean music of some sort, so why not rely on a resource that's so readily available? Again, I mean, textbooks can only teach us so much, and most of us are really lucky to have textbooks that cover a lot of things. I know that I'm super lucky to have found the book that I use, because it covers so much, but it also makes it so interesting and relevant to me. Textbooks they're static. They are, like, once you print them, that's it. They're done. You can't, like, change and update them without, like, a very, very lengthy process. But when you listen to Korean music, you're getting, like, an inside look at how the Korean language is used, kind of sort of on a day-to-day basis. I mean, of course, like, with all songs, the language is twisted into its more poetic form a lot of times, but there's still, like, words that are being used more heavily in everyday Korean, like, conversations than there may be used or taught in Korean textbooks. So I like listening to music, and a lot of times whenever I listen to a new song, Because it's just, it's everything. so restrained, and I'm not like used to dance like that. But anyway, so this song came out. I was shooketh by just every single aspect of the promotional era for this song, from the music videos to the choreography to the styling to just the lyrics itself too, the way that he sang it. Everything about this song is so perfect. And even though I didn't listen to it 60 times the first day that I've heard it, I've listened to it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And let me tell you, December 2017, during the Mamas, I got my entire life when this collab stage happened. And I'm sure just by me saying this collab stage, you probably already know what it was. But I mean, you took some me, who's one half of myself, scream the entire time that I was watching the stage, because I like stayed up to watch the Mamas live like I usually do, and I just my spirit soared. So yeah, this is Move by Damon, and of course if you haven't listened to the song, you need to. Like, this song Sheena, if you don't listen to any other song, no, that's not true. You need to listen to every single song that I've dramatically read. But these two songs, you absolutely have to. Like, I'm not giving you a choice. You have to listen to Move and you have to listen to Sheena, okay? Good. smooth ride either. Far from it. But 2017, it was a lot. And so, when I first heard the song, I was listening to the album that it was on. And the songs on that album were like cute and bubbly. And I enjoyed them. But for some reason, like, I wasn't paying attention to the lyrics as much as I did this next song that I'm about to read. Because I just assumed, like, oh, I'm not gonna know, like, all of the words. Because, like I said, I had taken a break from my Korean study, so my vocab skills and retention, it was slipping. It was slipping. And so I, you know, was just gonna wait to find the translated lyrics and read them after I got done listening to the album. But for some reason, I don't know why, but I decided, not really even decided, but when the song started, something in me just like forced me to start paying attention, like truly paying attention to the lyrics, regardless of if I knew all the words or not. I was just like, I'm gonna pay attention and see what I can figure out, see what I can. But with this song, I was able to understand most of it because I just knew a lot of the words. And I, like, when I listened to it for the first time, I just started crying because it was something that I so desperately needed to hear. Like, I needed to hear that encouragement. I needed to be, you know, uplifted. And I just, like, I still to this day do need to hear it, but like, hear the message of the song. But that first day, I listened to it on repeat for probably like an hour, just like really listening and loving it, and like letting myself know that it's okay. Everything that I was going through, everything that I was going to go through, was all for a reason, and I was gonna make it out on the other side just fine, so long as I let myself just fully experience those moments, the dark ones, the sad ones, the bad ones, the angry ones, the good ones, the beautiful ones, all those moments. If I just let myself live through them, everything was gonna be okay. And so, if you haven't heard the song is You Better Know by Red Velvet. And if you just need that boost, need that encouragement to keep going on, keep carrying it through whatever you're going through, I definitely recommend you go listen to it. 시간이 흘렀잖아. 틱톡, 틱톡. You better know 언제는 너의 교재 내가 있을게. You better know. Yeah, you better know. So, are you ready or not? 기다려온 시간들이 너에게 다가오잖아. TikTok, TikTok. So, are you ready or not? 제자리에 머물지 마. 더 큰 꿈들이 그려봐. TikTok, TikTok. You better know. 눈부신 빛을 따라 하늘을 그려. You better know. 이런 널 기다려온 세상이 있어. So are you ready or not? 이 순간은 오지 마. 시간이 흘렀잖아. TikTok, TikTok. You better know. 언제나 너의 너의 곁에 내가 있을게. You better know. Yeah. You better know. Let's just say, I'm still not okay with the fact that I've been successfully, like, avoiding this group for over a year, and then I stupidly, well not stupidly, I foolishly clicked the link that my friend sent, knowing full well, that they wanted me to be as obsessed with this group as they are. And mind you, this is not the first time that they had done something like this to me. Like, they're the reason why I'm so, like, hardcore into Vix. Okay? They are the reason. Like, I had been avoiding Vix for a while as well because I knew I was just gonna love and adore that group and go so hard in the paint for them. So I'd been avoiding Vix. They kind of, I don't know, bulldozed their will over me, and I had no choice but to listen to Vix. And it's like, as I said when I was talking about the Shangri-La, Vix is everything. Like, concept, aesthetic, kinks, everything, vocals, visuals, dancing, everything. And this group, they could easily be Vix's children. Rebellious children, I guess I should say. Not even rebellious. Crazy, chaotic children. There we go. So, my friend had been going on and on and on and on about this group. And he didn't say the name of the group. Or at least I don't think they said the name. So, they sent me the link. And I foolishly clicked on it. Beat, I was hooked, and I have listened to the song probably no less than 300 times. Like, I can honestly put this song on repeat for hours and not get sick of it. Like, that's how much I love the song. And if you ask me why I love the song, it's not because the lyrics are, like, spectacular or anything. It's just the sheer, like, energy of it. Like, I don't know another way to say it, another way to explain it. I mean, just the energy.
just because of the music video, but the lyrics themselves are just so good. Like, I love any type of dark concept, and this song is, it's easily one of the darkest concepts of a group that I know and like, is like, I'm a fan of. It's one of the darkest concepts of any group that I'm a fan of that has done, to my knowledge at least. It's just the messaging behind it is so brilliant. It's so brilliant. So the music video is kind of set up, kind of sort of like a Bates Motel type deal, but not like truly a Bates Motel. I don't know how to explain it, but it did give me like that Bates Motel kind of vibe, and not just because it was set in a motel, but because I don't know how to explain this without like destroying the plot, but basically out of the two like quote unquote couples that the music video follows, both of the women in each of the couples kinda are, I don't want to say delusional, but they kinda are. They're kinda like a Norman Bates kind of delusional. Delusional obviously isn't the right word for that, but I don't want to go into like psychological jargon right now and bore you guys to death. Itself talks about how when people fall in love, if they lose themselves in their partner, like if they don't retain parts of themselves. Okay, let me rewind. Basically, this song talks about how toxic it can be to be in a relationship and lose your identity, lose yourself, like to everything that you can for your partner without maintaining boundaries, or without, what's the word that I'm looking for? Without maintaining boundaries or without retaining your core values, like basically giving everything up just to please your partner or whatever. So it talks about how toxic that can be, and the music video highlights that toxicity by showing it in such an extreme but still plausible way. And it's the lyrics combined with the music video, it's just such, it's a tour de force that I don't think people truly appreciate it for what it is. It's like a PSA, and it's something that I know that a lot of people need to hear. And so, for the lyrics themselves, for the music video itself, for the group itself, I'm like, I love this group so much, all four members. Like, the first time I heard it, I did not listen to it on repeat. Like, I had to step back and just let the message of the song and the music video wash over me. Like, I didn't listen to that song again or watch the music video again until like 3 days later, because like I could not get it out of my head. I could not get the message of the song. I could not get the music video, like images in the music video, out of my head. It was just, it's so good, and I was not expecting to be as snatched by it as I was, but I'm so thankful that the song was made, the music video was made. And 진심이 아닌 걸 알 수 있는데 자꾸 왜 난 미련해 더 느껴지는데 아무런 말도 왜 안 해주나요 이렇게 널 불러 널 대답 없는 너 I apologize You're the only one I love 보낼 수 없어 너 stuff that happened, all the things that happened, a tragedy, especially since it's, we're so close to the first anniversary of it, but I just want to take a moment to say that I admire the strength that Shiny had, not only
know, but for me personally, I promise I'm not gonna cry. I know that for me personally, this song means so much, and not just because of what happened, but the lyrics themselves, they just speak to me as a person, as a friend. For me, like, I am a type of person, but if you say, even if you don't outright say it, but if I know that you're having a hard time, I'm gonna be there in whatever way that I can, even if it means literally dropping whatever I'm doing and running to you. I will do it. And so, I remember when I first watched the music video, I was paying attention to the lyrics because I had the English captions on, because it was just like, I don't want to think while I'm listening to this like I would do with other songs, to see if I knew the words or not. I just wanted to be in that moment, to experience it. And I remember just reading the captions and just bawling because Shiny was so perfectly, so eloquently saying everything that I wish that I could say to my friends, and just perfectly describing me as a person, me as a friend, as a daughter, as a sister, you know, as a partner, as anything. And so, circumstances notwithstanding, this song means so much to me personally because it just so perfectly describes me. And I will admit that I haven't listened to this song in a couple months, so looking at the lyrics, it's gonna be a little emotional, but again, I'm not gonna cry, I'm not gonna make you guys cry, but I just, I know I've said this with pretty much every song on this list, and I do mean it for every single one, but if you have not listened to this song, or the albums, or the, if you haven't listened to the song, or the full album, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to do so. Everything about it is just so wonderful, and splendid, and beautiful, despite the tragedy. It's incredible, and it's so powerful, because of, and despite of, what happened. So, yeah, without further ado, this is Shiny's Good Evening. Pokonan ultimi totomali memdorgo itani jokamshik ilenge kaharin nol kchadake nodol. Daddy,
Literally honestly, every single one of you that listens, like one listen to each of my podcast listen, gives me, depending on the ad, it gives me a penny towards my goal. And literally, truly, honestly, for every single penny that I get, I am blown away. Blown away. Like, to some people, a penny is just a penny. It's something that's easily thrown away. But just for me, knowing that I got that penny because someone listens to me and enjoys what I do. Okay, I know I sound like a broken record, but it's literally mind-blowing. It's so mind-blowing. I mean, like, if you guys knew the year that I had this year, you would understand why I am so grateful for every little thing that's been happening, from my blog and my Instagram to now these podcasts. Like, every little thing I'm so grateful for. So incredibly grateful for.
Thank you so much.